you, John.
Hey, Anthony, what's going on?
we're good now. All right, so okay. So you know, I guess how am I going to say this? A thought that comes to my head is that, you know, other than me paying money, you know, I guess how do I get to the point to know that you're doing? What am I going to see that you're doing?
Through, we call it the dashboard. So let's say we go in and get move forward here today, right?
You're like right bringing when, up, you're bringing up nightmares to me, man. I heard the dashboard. I've been on a dashboard before, and it wasn't good.
Well, this is where you can see our tracking. This is our perk from Local Splash on here. You'll see calls, you'll see fruition, you see the keywords, how many people are going to it, how many people are using the keywords, changing keywords, things like that. We actually set up a day where our technician team actually introduces themselves to you and show you how to maneuver through it because it's that important. So being able to track everything to see that shows you everything.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So let's say. Go ahead. Yeah.
So, you know, at first, you're basically going to be working on what? Internet keywords and placement and shit like that?
Exactly. Yes, sir. That's the first thing we're going to work on. We got to get you verified, if I'm going to go into specifics here, through Google. Google has been very strict on their policies to get people on their directory because they want to look out not only for the businesses but also for the customers that are searching those businesses, right? Obviously, you're licensed or insured, correct, under this company?
Yeah, actually, so this new company is waiting for state, it only receives a home improvement license.
Okay.
That's the only license that we get. But I'm actually applied for it, waiting for it.
As long as you're in the process on that, that's fine. Because we don't know per se like which question they're asked specifically. They may ask for like, hey, can you send us a picture of a tool that you use, or picture of where the location is. You know, they may ask for one thing after another. We don't know which one. We just know all the things that they would ask for. So I could send that to you right away. That way you're prepared because, if you did that on your own, let's say they requested for an insurance picture or something, right? You send them that, and they're like, oh, sorry, we need more. And that takes 3 months for them to contact you back, and then you're doing something else, and they contact you back. It's just an ongoing process. So we don't want to play that game. We want to make sure you get verified right away.
To verify they would send you something.
What was that?
To verify they would send you something through the address on your business and you would send them something back.
Sometimes they do, like I said. Sometimes they'll send like a PIN code to your address you send it back. Yeah, before that used to be like the number one thing where it's like, all right, yep, PIN code, easy, boom, boom, boom. But it's been recent where they changed that up. Sometimes they still do that. And my being here for so long, like, I haven't even heard of them doing that in a while now.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Maybe even that much more simpler for you. But if it is, great. If it's not, at least you're prepared for what they're going to ask and request for.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then, so from there, how do you develop this campaign of what you're going to do?
So during that process of that alone, your dashboard, which is your tracking system, and the rest of the directories, all the other ones like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that gets completed within the first 5 to 7 days. So we're still working on other things during that process as well. Okay. Your Facebook ads, of course, we're working on that as well too, but we get all that done within the first 7 to 14 days. I'm being transparent with you on all this, by the way. You know, these are average. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've been through this before, and I can't say I was good with it. But, I'm in a position where this new business has been taken fairly okay. We've done okay. But I need exposure, and I've tried a bunch of other things. And, you know, I need more. It's just not enough. So I'm looking to, you know, work with you to get that exposure. But, you know, I'm a little skeptical of this process because I've been through it before.
Right. Yes, sir.
And that's why I'm asking you particulars, because I do want to see results, and I do expect to see something done. But I do need that exposure for this business. It's very different than the business I run and have always had.
Right.
It's like this privacyplanting.com. You know, it needs advertising. I'm not going to pull this off by just word of mouth at the time and the rate that I want to do it in.
I know what you mean, man. Well, right now is that time for us to say, okay, let's do this right. Let's start it off strong. You know, but again, you need to get verified regardless. That's the number one thing that's going to help you in general. Okay, let's put it this way, Anthony. I'm going to put myself in your shoes right now, regardless of whatever happens in the future on this. Okay, I'm just going to look out for you on saying this, okay? You're still going to be on Google. And that alone helps you a ton. So it's a win-win situation for your company on this. When it comes down to other things that we'll get through for you as well, I mean, again, a website I'm throwing in there, completely included. Okay, there's no additional cost here, and that's going
to
get done.
To work with my content, or are you going to do your own website?
We could do both. Yeah, we're going to use your domain name, but if you want to use some of your content in there, perfectly fine. When you talk to our technician team, yeah,
I mean,
go ahead.
Tell me what you think, and I have a feeling I know the answer already, but I've had generic websites from these type of advertising situations, and to me, they're just keywords. That's really what they are, and a lot of them are just so generic, they're, I don't know, laughable, you know? Like, I'm not saying my website's good, but what I will say is, you go on my website, you're going to see what we do.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's important. That's important to me.
Yes,
I
sir.
Want people to see what we do. So I would like it if you can use my website and make it internet friendly. Is that a possibility or no?
When I say, I'm going to say yes, because, but, and then also no, it's kind of weird. Let me explain here. So we'll use a domain. It's the same website, right? We can work with what you got, and then turn it into an updated one that's just going to be more user-friendly and professional-looking for these customers, right? But the reason I'm saying no is because we won't edit the one that you're currently working on. We'll just mimic that and then make it process through a different page, because we cannot edit your own website. That's just something we can't do anymore.
Okay, and how important do you feel, and I'll tell you why, that interactive website has to happen? Because
I think it's very important.
I'm not like the greatest with that stuff. And it's not, I don't mean that I can't do it. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I'm dead honest with you. I don't want to do it. I'm like, you know, I'm out selling, I'm out doing things, you know, what is bad business is when people are online and they're putting out to you and you're not responding, you know?
So, I know what you mean. Okay.
And
what I would suggest is... Oh, go ahead.
It just concerns me that I trap myself over time in these positions where I get involved in something and it's something I really don't do. And then all of a sudden it's piling up on me and I'm fucking myself up, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, our team is going to be doing the back-end stuff for the website for you. But when it comes to customers reaching out to you, we'll make sure to set it to the site where they're just contacting you through phone. If that's how you want to go through it, perfect. Old school. All right.
I prefer that, not through the website.
Okay. So even in the website, we'll say, hey, let's say, for example, I mean, you'll probably go over this with our team more so, because, you know, I don't do it, but I know of it. You just tell them, hey, listen, I don't want them reaching out to me through the website. I want them to call me. That's the main goal here, is to have them call me. That's how you create your sales, create your relationships, and blah, blah, blah from there. perfectly fine. They'll make it to do that. Okay. But yeah, as long as we have that time with our team to go over those things with you, then great. Just leave it to them to go ahead and make that happen. If you don't like how it looks or the color or something, by all means, hey, you're paying for the service. Let them know.
I want my content. Like, somebody did a website for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was not even grammatically correct because they had to jam keywords in there. And it was ridiculous. Like, it sounded like you were speaking. Nothing made sense but that the keywords were in the sentences. I know that's old school. It was a long time ago. But, like, I want to have a website that just shows our work and our content. And to me, you can do whatever you want with the wording, I guess. But I don't want just something that's, you know, just so generic that it deflates all the good shit we actually do have.
Yeah. Okay.
But be honest with me. Am I thinking wrong? Is that not going to happen?
No. I think that, you know, when it comes to your business, listen, website, all these advertisements, it has to bring out your personality. And the reason I say that is because if it doesn't, you're going to spend time with customers that you don't want to talk to or work with. Right? That's the clientele you want to work with. So that's right there saying anything that you feel is incorrect on there, then by all means, this is your business. This is why you're striving. This is why you're doing well. This is why you have a business.
we all do this, right? We all pick up, we all go on Google, we look for a service guy, we find a service guy, we go on his website, and me, when I go on somebody's website and one of those generic websites, I'm like, I just think that I don't necessarily destroy the guy and say he's no good, but, you know, I can't see anything about this guy other than the wording to me, where you're in my business, it's about design, it's about ideas, it's about things. So I think it's important to see that.
I think you're right. I think that's very important.
Somebody say, wow, that's nice, I want that, versus just generic website, you know, Joe's Landscape and blah, 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 blah. You'll see 100 of them. Who are you going to pick? I don't know.
Right. All right. Well, here's another thing. This is the best part for you is, hey, you don't know until you find out, until you do it. You know? Right now.
Well, I'm trying to get an idea from you about what you do. You know?
Oh, okay.
Because if you're setting me up for one of those generic websites, probably not going to be too happy with it, you know?
Does this phone, maybe I could send you like, cause our websites are not just generic. The reason I say it is because it works on platforms. What that means is if you, let's say your website you built right now, I'll just do this, for real. So I'm going to type in your website on my phone, on my cell phone, and see if it's compatible with it. I have an iPhone. Okay. So give me 2 seconds here.
I mean, listen, I'm not so much concerned about exactly to the T what's going to say, what's going to see. But, you know, to me, the idea of it is that somebody goes to it, because that's the first thing that happens. They find you, they go to your website, and then what they see at your website is a big factor of whether they're calling you or not.
Yeah, that first part of that scroll right there is everything. So, yeah, I agree. And that's why I said, and I'm not lying, like, when it comes to your website, you got what your work is, it shows what you do, you have a phone number that call you right there and then, I know where you're at, boom, that's it. Like, some people get a little too crazy with it, you know? I honestly believe, though, there's some things that can put in there, like, let's say, for example, testimonials. That's a huge thing. Customers love to hear from other customers what you do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I see a photo gallery. But the photo gallery, I don't know how to scroll through this here. I'm looking on my phone right now. So I think that's something we could put as a tab on the top as well to easy maneuver for customers that don't scroll to the bottom. A lot of people don't scroll to the bottom, you know. So we want to make sure everything is right there for them. And these are things that we can do for you. So
okay. So you do think you'll be using my content?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that for sure.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's go ahead.
All right, sounds good. So, Anthony, I want to make sure I have everything right, because I have to be on point here. How do you spell your last name, sir?
C-E-N-T-R-E-L-L-I.
L-L-I. Centrelli, is that right?
Yes.
All right. And then, as promised, I want to make sure you see your invoice while I'm on the phone with you as well, too. What is the best email I could send the invoice to?
Evergreentreefarm@AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay, perfect. And then, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you? The one I'm calling you on right now?
Yes, that's the number, yep.
Okay, I just from looking at the website, it's the same number you want your customers to reach out to as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have the business name. This part's for Google, so I have to make sure it's right. Evergreen Tree Farm, business address, Powerville Road? Or is it just Powerville Road?
It's Powerville, but that is the business name, but don't we want to run with privacyplanting.com?
So, yes. Now, here's the thing. If we put it as a, what is it, Lightning Thunder?
I think there's a lot more, in my opinion, there's a lot more catchiness and pinpointing the issue with privacyplanting.com than Evergreen Tree Farm. Evergreen Tree Farm's a tree farm. Is somebody going to call a tree farm for a screen hedge? No. They're going to call their landscaper. But if somebody sees privacyplanting.com and they want a privacy planting, bam.
Okay. Let's do it. So privacy, is it planting?
I don't know how you want to arrange that, but I think I would prefer to do everything in that name if we can. Now, you can use the business name is Evergreen Tree Farm LLC, but I want to run all this advertising in privacy planting if we can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, the great thing is that you're not verified yet on there, so that would have caused the issue if that was the case, but it's not going to be. Now, okay. The planting, is it plantings plural or is it planting?
Plantings plural.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm going to have the address here. I just want to make sure I got this right too. So, when I put it in Google here, it turns up as Old Powerville Road.
It's not said that. They don't say that. It's just 499 Powerville Road.
Okay. Gotcha. Boom, boom, boom. And then, is that Booton Township? Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I got zip code 07005, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, before I lose a good spot for our team to reach out to you tomorrow, what time do you have an hour window to speak with them, going over further detail of all this as well?
Preferably in the morning.
In the morning? Okay. Yeah. I mean, the earliest I have is about like 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Oh, actually, no,
that's
I don't.
Fine. Well,
okay. I have a... Yeah, I guess. 10 a.m. to 11?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just making sure here. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email as a Google invite, okay? And I'm going to send that same email to our team. All you need to do is just pop it open, hit yes, nothing further than that. And our team is going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? Give me 2 seconds here.
Okay, so are you asking me to do that now?
If you possibly can, that'd be great.
So, I know this is going to sound really funny to you. I don't do email.
You don't do email?
I don't do email on my phone. I don't have it on my phones because I don't want to bother with it.
No, you're fine.
I can go on and get on my web. I can go on. I have two phones. I can go on the other phone while we're talking and get on there.
Okay. There's just two things I need you to do on your phone. This is just one of them. It's simple. Hit yes on there, and that's all you need to do on there. And while you're doing that, I'm going to put a reminder for our team as well, too, so they're not missing this whatsoever. So let me know once you did that, though. And I'm going to fill in a few things here.
Let's see. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And now, for Google, when customers look you up, how do you want to be found for your hours of operation? Do you want to show Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you want to
Yeah, Monday through Friday, say 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
8 to 8? Okay. Everything we're going over here right now, don't feel like you're married to it. All right, you could always modify it, but let our team do that for you as well. I don't want you to have an extra headache to try to figure this stuff out.
I'm totally fine doing all this shit. I just don't want to do it. I have 6 email accounts. I have 2 phones I carry with me every day. I'm good with it. I'm fine with it. I prefer not to do it.
I got you. No worries.
More in my life that I don't want to bother with. You know, I'm not into the technology. I'm against it. No reason. You know, that's all.
Hey, if anything, I feel like the smarter the phones become, I'm just being honest, man, I feel like the dumber we become. I used to memorize everyone's phone number. Now I can't even hardly remember my own phone number. Like, so good to bads to it. Now, as far as your specific areas, obviously you want to hit target the area you're in, Booton. But, I mean, is there another area? I remember you mentioning a few there, I think.
Well, so here's the catch, and I don't know how this works, and I don't know if it can work, but I live in Mahwah. I've worked in Saddle River. Are you from this area or no?
When I was younger, I don't remember too well, to be honest with you.
Okay, so basically, I live in a kind of an affluent area, and there's about 5 towns that I worked in for 40 years.
Okay.
And they're within 2 miles of each other.
Okay.
And they're probably the highest end towns in this area, in northern New Jersey, in all of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I've been there, and that to me is a great place to advertise because there's money there.
Sure.
But where the farm is, which is a half an hour away, there's an area called Morristown, which also is very affluent, but I've never worked there. I do work there now because of the farm. I don't know if I can somehow get them both in the loop, but if I can't, I prefer to stay in Northern Bergen County.
No, we could do them both, yeah. I got Morristown in here, Mahwah, of course, Booton. Again, we can make it very specific on these areas. We could exclude areas, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, so if you took Morristown as a hub and ran, you know, a few miles from there, let's not go too far, maybe 5 miles, and you took – say Saddle River or Wyckoff or Franklin Lakes, any of those towns, and ran, or even Mahwah, and ran, you know, 5 miles from there, that works.
Beautiful. Okay.
You know, the problem is it's tough for me to canvas a big area because you get calls and I'm driving a half an hour for a lead. I would do a construction job there, but, you know, that's a $100,000 job. I'm going to do a $4,000 plan. Hard for me to run and do all these estimates when they're that far away.
Okay. So it's got to be worth it, obviously. I get that part. But at the same time, we want to make sure we're hitting those right areas, even regardless or not, right? So what I'm going to do is just put in these ones from here and then give you a little time for tomorrow as well, too, if you're specific. I know I'm throwing you on the spot here, like asking you a few questions on this stuff. But
that's all right. Understood.
Yeah, so tomorrow we'll go in more further detail. I'll just put in parentheses to go over it a little more further. You may have some better suggestions as well, too.
Maybe you can or I can have a map in front of me and we can talk about it.
Exactly.
And maybe custom do it. I don't know if you can or not. I don't know how far you get with that, but, you know.
Yeah, no, we'll make it work for you. Don't worry.
I have your thing up, and it's kind of churning like it's trying to load something.
What's that?
Did you send me something?
Through the email?
Yeah.
I did. Yes, sir. It's from JSEO@localsplash.com.
Yeah, so I'm having trouble down. I'm hitting to load it, and it's telling me to just keep trying, but it's not loading.
Okay. No worries. I mean, as long as you get that, you hit yes on there eventually, I guess, then that's great. That's just to show our team that you're committed to the meeting as well. So that's just both showing promise to one another.
I'm not seeing where to do that. I just have it says your name, and it says invitation, my name, mm-hmm. date, email. I'm not seeing anything else. It's not coming through. I am on an iPhone.
Let it load. Let's see what happens on there. We'll take the time on it. It's not a necessity at this moment. Well, are you on using, you said you're on an iPhone, in your settings, there should be a spot where you can like turn off the Wi-Fi. So that way it's not trying to load something while it's loading that to you at the same time. That could help.
So you're saying shut my Wi-Fi off?
Yeah, because it may be trying to connect to something while it's doing that instead. It may help to load it better.
Yep, that did it. Okay.
Not bad, huh? All right.
So you just want me to hit yes on the reply?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, son.
All right. I see it. Perfect. Okay. Now that that part's done, let's go over the bread and butter here, okay?
Right.
Just a few things just to get it started. Obviously, I want to put in, like, design planting. I'm going to put plant design and install just to get some keywords in there. Is there a specific service that I can, a lingo that I can put in here better? So that way I can give that our team a, yeah.
Privacy planting, green planting, hedge planting.
Green.
And then those particular plants that we use, I think are good keywords.
Sir. Right. Perfect. And again, I just wanted to make sure they understand what's going on with that, you know, so I'm going to put, may want to add more just in case, you know, overnight you're like, oh yeah, I definitely use this too, you know.
So we can kind of go over that as we go through it, right?
Exactly. Yep. Again, I just don't want them starting from scratch when they talk to you. I want to make sure they know how to help you, what they're doing, and rock and roll with you. Now, do you accept, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, check, credit card, Zelle, or anything like that?
Cash, yeah. We used to do credit card, but I canned it. It just wasn't worth it.
Okay. So cash and check only. Gotcha. And then let me use this here. All right. We're all set. Oh, go ahead.
Do that. Everybody's always asking me to do the Zelle and all that shit. I'm like, nah. I don't.
Be careful with it. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't do that. If I don't know it, I don't want it, I don't do it.
Yeah. Smart. There you go. All right. The next part here is, like I said, I want to make sure you're well protected for your pricing that I'm giving you here. So we're going to do the voice verification where everything is recorded. I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning just to verify, obviously. So try to answer as clearly as possible. But I'm going to put the pricing in there. And then I'm also going to give you a phone number right now I want you to save, because it's the phone number you would be able to contact anyone here and be able to, let's say if you wanted to cancel or any part ways in the future for whatever reason, you're able to do so very easily as well too. Okay, so let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you a phone number.
I'm ready.
All right, it's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Perfect. Save it as local splash.
Okay.
All right. All right. So that, I'm going to go over that number in this recording here, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to hit record here and get it rolling. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Evergreen Tree Farm LLC, privacyplanting.com.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Centrelli, owner. president.
All right, and of course, yeah, and of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
All right, and of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. Anthony, after this recording part, I'm dead serious. I want to make sure we set up a security question and answer. We will never give your answer out. We will only call and ask a security question. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question, hang up. Okay? There's some crazy people out there like that, and I want to make sure you're well protected. Okay? I just want to make sure that's well known here. I'm going to continue. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I guess. I'm not sure what that means exactly, though.
So pretty much what that means is if you need us to update your website or add a picture or something like that, we can't read your mind. Please let us know at your best efforts so that way we can go ahead and do those things for you.
Yes,
we will never do something without your permission. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Is there? Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 6th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 6th of every month in the same amount of only $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Like I said, that phone number, it's voice activated. So if you say billing or client support or Google Ads, whatever it is, there'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, security part. You have 3 choices. Anthony, I joke around a lot about this, but I don't want you, I'm being serious too, I don't want you locked out of your own account because you forgot your own answer, so please don't forget it. We have 3 choices though. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First what?
First pet's name.
We'll take that one.
Okay. And again, this answer will never change. What would that answer be?
Casey. Casey.
Perfect. All right. Again, we will never bring that answer out to you or to anyone. So we'll only ask the security question, okay? I put it in. It's locked in. Perfect. All right. Now, Anthony, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with that as well?
The card reads Anthony Centrelli, Evergreen Tree Farm, LLC.
Beautiful. And is it to the same billing address? Yeah, 499, or is it a different address?
No, it's to my home address.
Okay, and what would that be?
85 Vanderbeck with a V, Vanderbeck Lane, Mahwa, Mahwah, New Jersey, 07430.
Okay, perfect. I always be spelling Mahwah wrong.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
Thanks for.
They don't spell it right.
I'm like, man, every time. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Perfect. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5474151788363429.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
3 of 27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
494.
Okay. Now, before I process any payment, Anthony, now you know I wasn't lying to you. We got you at a really good promotional rate. I like to refresh the account like 3 times before I process any payment because I want to make sure it stays that way for you, okay? So let me do it one more time. All right, that's looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Stay on the phone with me, please. I want to make sure I keep to my promise. You see your invoice through text and email here. Whichever comes first, let me know so I can walk you through, okay?
Okay.
All right, just went through on my side, so you should be receiving something shortly here with you. Once you receive, whether you go on text or email, you're looking for local splash initial invoice. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, got it on text.
Okay. And they're both going to go to the same spot, but it's text is easy anyway. So on the text, when you open it up, there's a spot where it's a link. It'll say something like, click here to accept subscription terms. You see something like that?
Okay,
yeah,
hit
okay.
it.
Perfect. In here is the breakdown of everything we discussed. Everything is included. There's even other packages there, short descriptions in there. If you ever decide to, let's say, upgrade your package in the future, please let me know because I want to make sure I apply the same promotional rate for those other packages as well. Help you save some money too, okay?
Okay.
Read through it carefully if you like. I'll be here with you. But on the bottom, there's 2 checkboxes that everyone misses because they're so small. Click those before you pop in the spot to type in your first and last name, okay? Please ask questions if you have anything for me as well. I'm here with you, okay?
So, it's like I got this like split screen where as I try to scroll down, it's like only like an inch on the top of that screen. That's just wording, right? There's nothing to do there but read that?
Yeah. I just want to make sure you're feeling comfortable though, man. I want to make sure you see everything. So, what kind of iPhone do you have? Is it an older one or a newer one?
I have both. I have a new one. This one I'm on now is a little older. It's not older. It's just it's a 5. It's a smaller one.
Oh, man. You need to take that thing to the museum, man. I don't know.
It's actually on your phone.
but
I like it. It's my favorite phone because I can text and drive with it really well.
Okay. Please be safe while you're doing that, all right?
The big phone is too wide for my hand to text and drive.
Yeah. I think people just get in accidents because it's so darn big. They drop it and they look down and that's when it happens, you know?
You know what? I'm so stupid. I should just talk, but I, like, don't do it and I don't know why. I just don't.
You gotta be safe with it. It's coming from a younger guy over here on this way, you know? Just looking out. It's worse than drinking and driving, actually, so...
Yeah. All right, so. Now, a few things have popped in there since. Is that anything, no? Another one came after that?
Yes. So, other emails you're going to receive is going to be to get verified. I told you I was going to send you something for it, that what Google may ask for, like pictures of, things like that. When you get time, you don't have to do that now, but when you get time, try it as much as possible. The more you have, the easier it is to just process it through.
Problem is, it's weird. I'm trying to read this thing, but I got like a half-inch window.
I know.
The way it's coming out on my phone, you know?
What, I mean, if you can, are you checking through the text part or the email one? Because maybe it might be shown easier for you to look at through the email. Yeah.
So that was the first one after your original one, right?
Yeah, I should say local splash initial invoice as well.
Put here, accept description terms. Okay, yeah, that's much better. So just so I have this right, you're doing Facebook as well?
Yes, sir. It's included in your package. I wanted to give you more bang for your buck on this, not just paying us on this. I wanted to make sure now you understand. Like,
so you're going to take my that business name and you're going to kind of set it up on a Facebook page and
correct.
I guess get it linked in with Facebook.
Correct. Yes, sir. Think about like a 3 puzzle pieces that are going to link together, get the big picture for your customers and for you.
What's the seasonal hold?
So in case if you ever like, you're like, you know what, I'm going on vacation or I don't know, I'm too busy or during this year, or I have no business on this year, I close it, I shut it down for a little bit, you could put it on hold as long as you tell us that you want to put it on hold so you can save money and reopen it after and without paying, you know, through those months where it's not being in use.
So let's just say hypothetically right now I'm wanting to start this and get a jump on it for next year, and I agree with you, I guess it's better to just do that. But in the future, when we don't work in the winter, can I do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you can.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I guess I'm down at the bottom. I push in the 2 things on the top. Initial the 2 top things, I guess, right?
Yes, it'd be a small boxes there, saying that you are certified to, or something like that. I'm not too sure on that.
Yep, I agree. SMS, a certified authorized holder of the card. And then at the bottom, click here.
Mm-hmm.
What am I, just typing my name in there?
Yes, sir. That's first and last name.
Okay. So now I got this local username password screen.
Perfect. Yep. That's how I know you did it right. You don't have to do anything further here. Tomorrow when our technicians call, they're going to call from that 877 number I gave you, and they're going to show you, that's your tracking system I was telling you about.
Okay.
They want to show you how to maneuver through it, how to keep track of your analytics, see your keyword, all that good stuff. Like I said, it's that important that they want to show you how to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. I think we're all set here, sir. So, Anthony, I'm going to first to say this. Congratulations. Welcome to the Local Splash family. All right. I appreciate you giving us a stress to make sure we earn the rest of the 99%. All right. So tomorrow, if for any reason it's taking too long on that setup and everything like that, let them know. Communicate with these guys. That's the best key to this making it work well, okay? They will accommodate for that, all right?
Now, do I have some kind of access through email or phone to these people?
Yes. So that email that I gave to you is my email, jseo@localsplash. That's the best way to contact me, to be real with you. Because if I'm on the phone, I can always check my email while I'm on the phone and call you right after. But
okay. That's
for me. Now, when it comes to the team, these guys do this phone number that I gave you. It's voice activated. It's a different team that's available for you. So
want to do some, if I have questions about the dashboard, questions about website, questions about anything, I reach out to these guys by that phone number.
Correct. And then you would say, let's say for website, you would say website, and they'll direct you to your team for your website.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Anthony. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Please, I don't know if you're driving right now, but I'm not driving and doing all this. All right. Well, be safe, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow and get things rolling for you, okay?
Thanks, John. You too. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.